Bible teaching, Bible believing, and hopefully Bible Apostles Church in the community. And glad to have you here on the show today. It's a little bit of a different day being here at the Broadway Festival. I have so many smells invading my mind right now that I don't know which thing to eat first. If I'm smart, I'll probably not eat any of them. No sourdough balls, no sourdough balls. But yeah, what a beautiful day it is. I think if you walk down the street, Frank tells me there's about 8 blocks of stands and booths and food and information and games and you name it, it's going on here. There's a great night. And, you know, more than anything here, there's a lot of Bratwursts. So that's kind of neat that they have this little town of, actually city, of Bucyrus, Ohio. And which obviously has a German heritage.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 770-383-9944. No topic.
That is God. If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbors yourself. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack? And Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. When the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And to me, that is a very, very sad passage. You know, it was that one thing. He said that he'd kept all the commandments. He'd done all the things he was supposed to. But yet, when it came to giving his possessions away to the poor, he just couldn't go that far. Frank, are you getting that okay, or do you need to back up some?
Oh, okay.
You got any of this?
Yeah, I'm not cutting your head off.
So, anyway, what I was saying is that how sad that sometimes our possessions mean so much to us that we would even, this man wanted eternal life.
Yes.
And rather than eternal life, he wanted to keep what he had right now. And I know it's important. You know, we all have things that we've worked hard for, and we know we've worked hard for them. We build possessions. No one wants to just get rid of everything they have. And I don't think that God is calling us to do that. I think that it is the fact that he's wanting us to be willing to do that, if we would be called to do that, to be willing to do that. But, you know, in talking about possessions and talking about the things that we have and what we give, I think that as a nation in this country, we have been so blessed. And if you don't believe me, unfortunately, most people don't get the opportunity to travel outside of the United States. I've had that opportunity to do that, to go to a third world country. And I think that if you would go outside the United States, you would truly understand how even those that are in the category of being poor in this country have so much more than the people that are not considered poor in another country. We have so much. And in saying that, I
think they're more content, too, with what they have.
Oh, they are, because they know that's all they're going to have. Mm-hmm. So they learn to be. I mean, there's a point they can rise to, and that's it. I know that most places like that, they don't have any even aspirations of being wealthy or having a lot of personal items for the simple fact that they're not going to have them, they're not going to get them. But you're right, Frank. One thing I noticed that when my daughter Kelly was in the islands in the southern Philippines, in the Mindanao region years ago, she said, you know, they were just so poor. But the thing that surprised me was they always had a smile on their face, and they were always smiling. And I found out that when I was in the jungle in Bolivia, in those small tribal villages, they literally, what they had was what they could find to survive on around where they lived. And with that being said, those people are always smiling, and they wanted to share with us. And it's just amazing. I think that sometimes we have things, we get to a point where we feel we need them, we're afraid we're going to lose them. we enjoy the luxuries we have and think, wow, what would I do if I lost this?
Sure.
And I think that we all fall guilty of that. Mm-hmm. I've always felt that the more you have, the more you have to lose. And that's true. Not that we should not want to have nice things or have nice things, but I think we also have to be willing to be content with whatever we have, whenever we have. And, you know, the Apostle Paul talked quite a bit about his situation. And he said, you know, he'd been in chains, he'd been beaten, he'd been poor, he'd been well off, he'd been all those things. But he said he's content with whatever he has and wherever he is. And I think with that contentment comes the desire to share.
Absolutely.
And when I look around America, when I look around our village of Prospect, when I look around Marion, Ohio, which we're close to, and in other areas, I see a lot of young people that don't have, children that don't have. And it's sad. And what I mean by don't have, not necessarily that they're not eating, not necessarily they don't have clothes on their back, but they don't have people stepping out to do that extra attention to give them, show them the love that they need, to show them that someone cares about them, to someone to mentor, to take them under their wing. And you know, the thing is, it takes money to do a lot of that sometimes. And some of the things that we do, now I'm not saying personally it does, you can personally mentor without spending a dime. But I know in the church, at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, youth is a huge part of what we do. It always has been. And reaching out to kids from the youngest, you know, all the way through the teenage years, and even more so, I know that our goal has been to build that ministry and to grow and to have more events and do things for young people, to bring them in and show them that, you know, you can have fun without doing things that aren't very nice, and to have fun and being pulled away. And there's things that you can do in a wonderful context, in the loving context of the church, and have a great time. But you know, those things take money. So could you imagine, I wonder this sometimes, could you imagine if, thank you, Scott, for that Coke. I'll talk to you shortly. Scott Spears just stopping in to drop me off something to drink, him and Angie Evers. Anyway, what I was saying is that sometimes it's nice when we can have that people that step up and say, you know what, whatever you guys need, I want to help you with. To give you an example, I'm not throwing a pitch here. Right now, we need a church van, and we need a good church van, something like a 12 passenger, something that we can get out there and take kids here or there. We usually, when we go places, we have a lot of adult drivers, and that works. But we're always seems to be short space because these vehicles don't carry a lot. We took 24 kids tubing two Sundays ago, and then there were seven adults that went. You know, it's hard to find the room for all those people. So, you know, that is something that we need. But, you know, the thing is, I don't think that you can ever go wrong when you reach out to help young people. We have a man in the community that does help us out pretty regularly, knowing that we need things for the youth. And what a blessing that is that we can count on that. But I think just across the board, when you see something that's working with young people, I would encourage people to support it.
Oh, absolutely. Steven and his skating ministry.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that when it gets a little cooler and we're doing things inside, we'll pick up on that skating ministry again, too. Steven Poe was taking young people to the skating rink in Marion on Sundays and Sunday afternoons for a few hours. And you know, what a great way just to get out and enjoy yourself and have a good day and encourage these kids and recognize the ones that need special care, need some mentoring, and maybe find someone that can help mentor that person or work with that family. Or even recognize family needs as a whole that you can see through a lot of that ministry. Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, I think so, Steve. I think that's very important. You have to get to know the family and know what their needs are. Because a lot of times people who have needs, genuine needs, will remain poor. Whether it's financial or spiritual, that's a big one. Or social issues that might be developing within the family. Because look how many generations we have living in the house. How many kids might have two, three sets of grandparents?
Yes. and they're pulled in many directions.
Yeah.
And you know, I find too, when we do things with these kids, like for instance, when we went tubing a few weeks ago, we had to make it very clear, very, very clear, that anyone that didn't have the money to go, it was like, I don't know, $20 a kid or something, I don't remember, but that we make that money available for those kids that don't have it. But even at that, you know, people are kind of leery. Are they really going to do this? And, you know, we try to make it clear, yeah, we're going to find a way to do this. If your kid wants to go, they're going to find a way to go. And it's that way with all of our activities. We had 39 kids at the pool a week ago.
Wow.
On a pool night. And that was great. We had pizza for all of them. Didn't cost them a dime. But the thing is, those kids, you know, these people care about us. And, you know, a lot of them, they don't really care what we have to say. But when we show them that we care about them, they're going to listen more. And you can look around, and if we don't think these kids need mentored, we're fooling ourselves. Because one of the hard things, I'm not begrudging any parents for their situation, but we have a lot of single moms, a lot of single, and single dads. And they're trying to work full-time and manage a household and keep track of their kids. It's hard. And if we can come alongside in some way and help in that area and keep them from getting in with the wrong crowd, doing the wrong thing when their parents aren't home and things like that. We have Teen Kid at the Church during the week. I'm not going to even give the schedule the night right now because it starts here in about a month. And I don't know the exact, I know it's usually going to be a Tuesday evening, but I will get back with that. You can contact the church at 740-494-2222, and someone will get back with you on that runs that program. But, you know, Teen Kid is from those little preschoolers all the way up to the sixth grade. And they come for a couple hours in the evening, and they have a great time and have games and fun, and mom and dad can get out and do maybe some other stuff. And then we have Pizza with Pastor, where teens can come. That's your favorite?
That's my favorite.
Yeah, you sneak in and steal some pizza, do you?
Yeah.
Anyway, the teens, the junior, the middle school and high school kids come in and they eat pizza. We just talk about whatever's on their mind and in a controlled manner. And we talk about events and things going on at school. There's so many of those things going on. We have FCA plugged in at the school. FCA, the School Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I don't know all the school schedules, but if you check with your school, they can probably tell you when your school is doing that particular day and when they're having FCA. But there are just a lot of different things going on. Another one is Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is in the schools after school. Most of the schools are doing Tuesdays after school for an hour. And that's great for the kids in the elementary school. Check
so is
in.
That pretty much all through the Elgin school?
That is in basically all the surrounding Marion County schools have that in their school at this point.
Oh, what a wonderful program.
It's a wonderful blessing. It truly is. And Cheryl Lee runs that, heads up that program for us here in Marion County. And it's a neat program. It's just an after-school Bible club. And it's a great thing for kids to get involved in. But there's just so many neat things that are positive. I mean, a lot of times moms say, oh, I'm so worried about my kids, but I don't know what to do. You know, I leave for work at 2 in the afternoon, or I leave for work at 4 in the afternoon. And what I'm saying is there are programs, there are things out there. But I want to encourage the people that have any ability whatsoever to do it, to help us finance these things, to help us reach out and take care of these kids. This year we had at the church at Community Christian Fellowship, we had the summer lunch program. And we fed lunch to those kids every day. And we fed lunch to them all summer before school started. What a great time, not just for moms and dads who are at work to know these kids could come up and get something to eat, but also it was a time where we could meet moms sometimes and meet dads and encourage them and be there for them. It was a huge success.
Well, I think several boys we met there, and they kept coming back.
They kept coming back.
And one attended church on a regular basis.
Yes, yes. And you know, those were, we averaged about 25 lunches a day.
Mm-hmm.
And some, I remember during the Bible school in town, on one day we had 49 kids that came. And, you know, that was a lot of lunch going out. But, you know, that's fun stuff to do. And, of course, we'll pick up the backpack program here. We've only got about a week, and we're going to pick our backpack program back up at school. Oh, my. She does 150 lunches at the Elgin District a week that go home with the kids on the weekend. And that's a huge, huge thing. But, you know, these are all things that take resources. And a lot of times people wonder, what can I do to help? Well, these are things that you can do to help. And, look at any ministry in your area that's working with children and see if there's something that you can do to help these kids.
I found, see, one thing that helped me get through my marital problems at that time was giving back, finding a force that you go in, love on them, and do things for them. That was something for me. Not only did it help them, but I also got a very positive very positive vibes or feeling. So giving back.
You know, that's something that, frankly, a lot of people don't understand until they do it. That no matter how low you are and how difficult things are, when you reach out and do something to help someone else, even in your own despair, it lifts you up.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you can create a lifestyle and a habit of that, you're picked up constantly from that. And there's so many blessings that come through that. Just helping someone, you know, we know the story in the Bible about the woman that gave her last drop of oil.
Yes.
And her from that point on, her oil vessel, it was always filled. And while I might tell you that, you know, that's not necessarily something physically that's always going to happen, the principle is there, that the blessings never stop when you give sometimes the last that you have or all that you have. You know, I encourage people to take care of their needs first and their financial needs and their taking care of their family. That's a responsibility that we have. But I think many times, you know, we can decide, I'm going to help something else, and put it to something. I would encourage you to do something locally. Try not to go too far out of your county. There's so many things that we can help. If we can help build a base where we live and strengthen the base of where we live in young people and adults, and bringing people up from those points of despair where we live, it actually trickles up. It's not a trickle down, it's a trickle up. Let's just say it grows up and it flows out. And, you know, if our local communities get healed, our towns get healed, our counties get healed, and it goes on from that point. And because I want to promise you something, that the help for our local areas is not going to come from the top. Now, I mean, they believe in throwing money at things, but it's never that personal touch. It's never that, you know, I'm going to take this group of 5 young people or 6 young people or 10 young people, and I'm going to spend some time with them and mentor them and teach them things they need to hear and help them, because many of them don't have the parental influence they used to have. You know, one thing that we're missing a lot today, more than I've ever known in certainly in my lifetime, is fathers that are involved in kids' lives. And we just don't see that that father role like we should. And young women especially, and young men, young women need the role of a solid father, and the young men need that influence. And I would encourage men out there to get involved in your church, in your community, and reach out and be willing to be that mentor, and be willing to say, yes, you know, I'll step up and I'll be that person. And it's so important. I think that it's fulfilling too when you do that. And you know, like all things, I want to encourage people and let them know that at Community Christian Fellowship, and I think that most places that are being responsible, we do vet people. We make sure that people are.
I was going to ask if we did that.
Those new people that come along and want to volunteer, we have to check their background and make sure they're okay to work with kids. And because that's a great fear that parents have. And we live in a time today when, unfortunately, we have to do that. We can't take everything at face value. And but in doing that, we get some great people helping. And we get a lot of families get involved. And, you know, it's really interesting. A lot of times when families get involved and parents get involved and bring young people into a church setting or things that we're doing, one of their children becomes friends with one of those kids, and they become a regular at their house. Mm-hmm. And maybe the whole family will become friends, and the family start coming to church. And let me tell you, folks, that church, there's a great healing process when it comes to getting involved in your church and understanding what Christ has done for you and giving your life to Christ and saying, Lord, you know, I want to follow you, and I want you to bless my life. And I want to follow you, and I want you to heal my family. And mean that. And when you make that decision, God will heal your family. So if you're out there in despair today, and maybe you're maybe this fun Bratwurst Festival that we're here today at in Bucyrus, live today, maybe you can't come to something like this. And you say, well, I wish I could do that with my kids. You know, as your family begins to heal, those doors begin to open up. And some of the things that we spend money on, maybe we stop spending money on things that are not helping the situation at all. And maybe God helps us through those. Maybe you have some addictions that are costing you a large amount of money. And I think many times we forget that. The money that we spend is probably could be used doing things to with our family. I can tell you also here, you don't really have to spend any money here to walk around and have a great time. And I think that there are so many neat things around that we can do and just enjoy the festivities and do those kind of things. But you know, spend some
the costumes.
Oh,
you know, the period dress.
Yeah. Earlier today, we had the girls that were in the Queen contest. We had the Queen and her court here, and they were all dressed in period costume. And in the German, is it called a dirndl? I forget what they're.
I know what the breeches are called.
But anyway, they came and talked a little bit about, and it was fun to see the young people getting involved in that and excited about doing something positive and something fun. And young people, I want to tell you too out there, you don't have to feel like somehow you're being strange or you're being something unpopular if you do positive things. Don't let people fool you in that area. You don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to follow the crowd when they're wanting you to do things that you know are wrong and you shouldn't be doing, things that are taking you down a bad road. You know, some of the habits we start today are the hardest things to quit in the world. And you know, especially when it comes to the drug habits. They're so hard. You know, find those people that aren't doing those things. Because there's going to come, even if you are a person that thinks that's your crowd, one of these days down the road, you're going to say to yourself, how in the world will I get where I am? And why am I struggling? How am I going to get out of this? And you feel like you're in quicksand and you can't get out. I have talked to more people trying to recover from drug addictions that will tell you, I didn't intend on this happening, but I can't get out. But young people, I want to tell you something today. We have a God that loves you, whether you realize it or not. And He's there for you regardless of your situation. God didn't cause your situation. A corrupt and broken world caused your situation. And it wasn't God, but He's there if you reach out to Him. He wants to help you up. He wants to pick you up. He wants to give you the life that you need. And you don't have to take that first drug. You don't have to do that first line. You don't have to smoke that first cigarette. You don't have to drink that first beer. You don't have to do any of that stuff. It's not going to make you popular. It's only going to hurt you down the road. And make a decision. I'm going to do what's right. You know, go to your school with someone. Go to someone in your school, if you don't know anyone else, and say, hey, look, I want to walk down the right road. Can you help me do it? Get a hold of the FCA leader in your school. Get a hold of myself. You know, I will talk to any of you anytime. Remember, I'm at 740-494-2222. Leave a message, or you can call me at 740-272-8711. That is my phone. I rarely give that out, but I feel somehow led to do that today, that someone may need to hear that and may need to know that, you know, I need to talk to this pastor. I need help in my life. I need a mentor. I'm here for you. And, you know, I really desire for adults to understand that maybe you're not in a position where you can physically help a lot of these young people. But maybe financially you can reach out and say, here, I want to help. I know what you're doing. I know that you're reaching out. I know that you're helping these young people. I want to do my part. You know, we could do so many great things if the finances were there to do it. And there are those of us willing to do it, and we're scratching our heads how we're going to do it. You know, how do we pay for sometimes even a full-time or a part-time person that spends all their time working with those group of kids? It's hard to do, but when we have someone that will step up and say, you know what, I'll be a part of this and let me be, you know, you're able to do those things. And so maybe that's where you're being led to today. But I want to tell you too, it's please, bless your own life. And bless your own life by letting God bless yours. And by reaching out to Him and saying, you know what, I want to get involved. I want to. Maybe it's time I quit doing things my own way. Maybe it's time I quit chasing pipe dreams. maybe it's time I quit trying to look for every little activity or every little extra thing to make me feel good, whether it's something new that I buy or something that I do or something place that I go. Maybe I just need to have contentment in my heart and my soul. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus can give you that.
Oh, and give you all the peace you need.
All the peace you need. And you know what? You can have great friends in the process.
Yeah.
People that come alongside you that have a kindred spirit, that are believing and knowing the same way. I heard a pastor say something the other day that I thought was a little bit kind of profound, but very true. He said, you know, it's amazing. We can go anywhere in the world, even where we don't speak the same language. And if someone knows Jesus Christ, we have a kindred spirit and pick up on it immediately and feel at home with them. And that's what you know, we don't always have the physical family that we need as far as biological family. A lot of us are missing parts of it. A lot of them may have abandoned us, but you know what? Your spiritual family is going to be there, and they're always going to be there for you, and they're not going anywhere. And they're all over the world. There's so many of us, and you just need to plug in and know that, hey, you know what? We care about you. We're not going to let you fall on your nose. We're not going to let you do without. Whether it's physically, things that you need, whatever it is, but we're going to be there for you and help you through it. Young moms and moms in period that may get pregnant and be have a baby coming. They don't know how they're going to do it because they don't have any help. We can help plug you in. You know, the Hope Crossing in Marion.
Wonderful.
What a wonderful organization and outlet to help moms, young moms that are expecting. They can help you through mentoring, through teaching, through physical things, through the things that you need for a baby, and help get you on that right track.
And also parenting classes
for couples. For couples, absolutely. And that, hey, I have a baby coming, and I don't know how we're going to handle this or what's going to happen. You know, those things are so important. I had a young mom the other day post. I know a young mom, and she posted on Facebook. She said something to the effect that you really get concerned about the world we're bringing our kids up in once you have a baby, and she has a young baby, and that's true. Let us help you with that. Let us help you walk through that and help them grow to know they can have confidence in knowing that God has their lives, to know that they can be out in a world where there's a lot of rough things going on, and they can stand firm in the face of it and know there's people walking beside them that will walk with them and be with them. Friendship of other moms that you come together with, and some of our Bible studies for women that we have, and women hang around. When we're having a study in another part of the church, I hear them laughing and having the best time, and sometimes running over in time because they're just enjoying each other's company. You can plug in and be part of that, and I encourage you to do that.
Everybody needs an encourager in their life,
don't they?
And what a ministry that is for someone. Recognizes that they can bless somebody with encouragement.
Absolutely.
Yeah, text them up.
Absolutely.
And somebody believes in me.
There's been so many times in my life I needed someone to encourage me. And I have to tell you something too, Frank. There's been times in my life as a young teen and as an older teen, I fell into things that I should have never fell into. But I can tell you this, you mentioned that. They've all been during a time of discouragement. I was discouraged, I needed something, and I didn't have that encourager. And I fell into something to make me feel better. And Satan works that way. You know, he loves to pull the bait and switch on you. This is something that you're going to make you happy, it's going to make you feel good, and next thing you know, it's something that you wish you'd never had anything to do with. And that's just one of those things that goes on. Boy, it's really livening up out here, this Irish Bratwurst Festival. There are people, Frank, if you can scan all the way around real quick. People are starting to walk.
Don't get them dizzy.
You're all right. People are starting to walk and talk and buy food and just have a great time, and the music's good, and just some pretty neat booths going on. I don't have any time today when I get off the air, but I love to walk around and check things out a little more. Maybe I'll grab Shirley later on and bring her up here. And we'll walk around, but you know, what a neat time. Frank, what time do we have? Do you know?
It's 11:44.
11:44, so we have quite a bit of time left here.
Yes.
I'm really being encouraged in watching all these people. You know, one thing I've noticed here, there's a lot of moms and dads and kids and strollers. They're just walking up and down the street and looking at things.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, that doesn't cost you any money to do
that.
It
doesn't cost you a dime.
Any money. And you know what?
And you get the smells also.
Yeah, you get the aroma. There you go. You know what? I'll tell you what. Some of these brats are so big. If you just got a couple little kids, you could buy one brat and split it up, and each of you have a snack.
You know what's so funny? Once a month, Dad would take us to Linden Hardware.
Yeah.
Down in on Cleveland Avenue.
Yeah, I know where Linden Hardware was.
And there was, they always had a Three Musketeer bar. And Dad said the Three Musketeer bar was named that because we can divide it in three slices. One of me, my sister, and Dad.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah. And that was a treat.
That wasn't
was
that a treat?
Looking forward to.
Folks, you don't have to spend a bunch of money to have fun with your kids, I'm telling you.
What happened to picnics at roadside rest?
Well, there aren't many roadside rests anymore, and some of them are even safe. But the truth is, but I'll tell you what you can do. Every place that we know of, in every town that we know of, they're spending a lot of money on parks.
Yeah.
And Marion has several beautiful parks. Prospect has a beautiful park.
Richwood
has a park and a lake to fish. And if I'm not mistaken, you don't even need a license at Richwood Lake because it's owned by the town. And
don't hold us to that.
Don't hold us to that. But you know, all these places have picnic tables. They've got grills. You know, just pack your lunch and go there with your kids for the day. They've got swings. I mean, there's some simple things we can do that do not cost a bunch of money, and we can really enjoy ourselves with them.
You know, for older adults, whatever happened to packing a sack lunch and taking a good book? And everybody has cell phones, so you can get YouTube or different radio broadcast, Charles Stanley and whatnot, and go by a secluded place, sit, read, listen to a message.
Take a book.
Take
a good book, just to relax and enjoy yourself. Sit down by the water somewhere and listen to the water, or, you know, whatever. There's so many things that we can do that we're so caught up today, and we've got to spend money all the time. One thing that I love that my one of my daughters and her husband do, as I mentioned this last week, they don't let their kids have cell phones till they're 16 and actually start driving and getting around and needing to be in touch. And, you know, their kids work at farms in different places, and they have to have those things. But, you know, take that thing away from the kids and let them enjoy. Give them a good book. I just gave my granddaughter a really good old classic the other day, and now it's slipping my mind what it was. I do hate that. White Fang or something like that. I don't remember, but it was an old classic. And, of course, Misty Yashinka Teague's a great one. But there's a lot of, and I just say, yeah, I said, do Poppy a favor. Sit down and when you got time for and read this book. And you know what? When kids pick up a book and start reading it and let their mind's eye work for a change,
sure.
They start to enjoy that. And they're ready. Let's do those kind of things. It's not that hard.
Pastor, do you remember the old radio stations, the radio broadcast? When I was in the service, we used to get like in the sanctum.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I mean, we're going back to skeleton times now.
You had to use your mind.
Yeah. Everything, your mind's eye. We had such a vivid mind's eye when we were younger because everything wasn't visual. And now people are so visual, they don't want to listen to it unless they can see it. But what creativity comes through using your mind's eye. I know in reading a book, the entire time I'm reading, I've got a picture in my mind. And what wonderful exercise that is for mind. And I can tell you, even older people, if you want to exercise that mind that you're worried about losing, start reading. And even in reading your Bible and understanding the Word of God, it's so important that we picture these things and know that it's an active part of who we are. You know, one thing interesting to me is the Old Testament, because as I read the Old Testament, it doesn't matter whether I'm Jewish or whether I'm Gentile. Those people are actually my spiritual ancestors.
Sure.
And I take an interest in their lives and what they do, because there's going to be a day that I see them again, and I see them in heaven and in glory. And I'm interested in what they do and what made things tick and how God used them. And there's great, you know, get involved and understand the Word of God. Don't just look at it as a non-understanding book. I know there's some Bibles out there that have been paraphrased to walk you through like a story. And I can't think of any of them right offhand what the name of it is. I'm going to think of that. Bring it on air next week.
That's what I like about the message.
Yeah, the message reads more like a story.
Parable.
a novel. I know some people don't like that. They'll say, you're taken away from the original. But you know what? Sometimes you just need
to put mind and gear in neutral and just read.
And just read. And the Bible is a wonderful story, and it's a story of redemption. And it's a story from the very beginning of Christ redeeming us from sin and how the world fell into it. And through Christ, he could save us from it. And we need to understand that today, that we can have that great redemption. And the world is a sinful, bad place. I find it something that most people don't think about, that all the things that you fall into that are contrary to what God tells us to do, for some reason they have negative outcomes. Now, if there wasn't such a thing as sin and things being bad, why would they have negative outcomes, right? Right?
Right.
Wouldn't drugs make us happy and not bother us? Wouldn't stealing make us have more things? Wouldn't lying make us get stories across? All these things, they all have negative effects. Not working, irresponsibility, being lazy, all those things that we see out there in the world, those are things that we fall into that are a trap. They're a trap that binds us, but we don't have to be bound.
Remember the other day, Pastor, we were out eating, and across from us was a couple at a table. And you couldn't see me back to them, but they sat there for about 40 minutes, never had the first word with each other. They played on the cell phone.
And that's sad.
Diminishes the family. People no longer know how to communicate. It's a lost art also. So it's personal.
Yeah, it is.
I think
you know, we need to be communicating more, spend more time with each other. Hey, you know, I am the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship, and I want to challenge you. What time we got, Frank? About 5 till?
11:51.
11:51, I'm about right. Anyway, I am at Community Christian Fellowship, and let me tell you just a minute a little bit about us. We're on 209 East Water Street in Prospect. That's right at the corner of Water and East Street. We are just an open, loving church. We have people from every background you can imagine. We have the youngest and the oldest and everything in between.
I would also have to say denomination.
Pardon?
Every denomination.
We have people that have come from every denomination, because the truth of the matter is, we believe in Jesus Christ and we're Christians first. We do belong to the State Convention of Baptists in Ohio, which is our missionary affiliation. It's a great affiliation, and we do a lot of mission work. But we are Christians first. We are those that have given our lives to Jesus Christ and accepted his free gift of salvation. As you come to our church, you're going to find a lot of people that care, that are friendly, that are open. I've never had one person say we were non-friendly or non-welcoming. And most people that come say the reason they come is because we were welcoming. And even young people, when babies cry, you know, pastor doesn't get all squirrely and upset. You know, they're a vital part of our church.
We had some in the past, in our childhood. Yeah. Like that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, and that's just sad, because young people are such a vital part of our church. And we're a church where you're going to find, you can plug in and you can find Bible studies, you can find just about anything you want to plug into, we're going to have there for you, and people that care about you, and will help plug you in. And if you just want to come and listen a while and not get plugged in and see how you like it, you're welcome to do that too. But you know, we are a church that you're going to find is not your typical, you're not going to feel uncomfortable once you're there. A lot of people say, well, what kind of worship do you have? Well, we have a blended worship style. We do some contemporary, but we do a lot of hymns too. I believe it's all wonderful music that God ordained music, but he never ordained a genre of music. So come and enjoy yourself and enjoy the worship. You're going to find that the teaching is very biblically sound and Bible-centered. We believe the whole Bible. But we would encourage you to come. We're at 9:30 on Sunday mornings is our Sunday school hour. And then we have the worship hour at 10:30. We meet again for Bible study at 6:30 on Sunday evening, along with youth group. And then midweek, we have Bible studies midweek too. And we just have so much that you can plug into, enjoy yourself. If you want to just come and kind of blend in and sit around and listen for a while, we are welcome to have you. And if you would rather start with coming to a Bible study, contact us. We're at 740-494-2222. And also, we have a web address at prospectccf.com that you can go online and see what we're about a little bit. You can plug into some sermons and listen to them if you like to listen to sermons and see what we're about. Welcome you to do that. We are a growing, vital church. I think we're vital in our community and those around us. You're going to find a place. You're going to find a home if you come. And if you're looking for a church home, and you're going to find a place where you're not going to come and be judged. Wherever you've been, wherever your background is, no one there is going to judge you. We're just going to offer you an opportunity to grow and to know the Lord and come and be blessed by Jesus Christ as you come and grow in Him. A place where we teach our young kids. During the service time, we have a children's church where the younger ones go and enjoy a Bible study lesson outside of the sanctuary. So that you don't have to send them there if you don't want. They can sit with mom or dad or aunt or grandma or anyone that comes. We also have a very vital older group in our church. We have all ages, so please come and feel like someone's going to love on you, like Frank said, and that's so important. But again, we're at 209 East Water Street, right there by the middle of town, and we're Community Christian Fellowship. You can't miss us, and I think we're about ready to check off, aren't we, Frank?
I think so. It's 11:55.
Well, God bless you guys, and I'm going to let Angie take over for a second, and she's going to tell you about what they've noticed here on the street in the last few minutes. Now, God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Oh, remember, we do have our Sunday service is broadcast at 12:15 every Sunday at the radio station WWGH, so please listen to that. And also, you can go to the website and pick up our archives. So here's Angie. She's going to tell you what her and Scott have been up to out here on the street.
Oh, there's a lot more activity going on around here right now. The vendors are open. There's lots of food, good smelling food, and we're staring at cream puffs. So it's gonna be hard to not get into all this yummy food. So
I tell you, we got an hour coming up here after our top of the hour break with obituaries, weather, and news. We've got Ken and Mary, who have become a Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival institution, coming up here in just about 15 minutes. Music and conversation, it's going to be something, and I believe Glenn Coble has showed up from the radio station. He's around here. Pastor Whitaker, are you going to get the food now?
No, I'm not. I think I'm going to try to bring Shirley up later, but now I'm going to kind of go foodless in a minute. I've taken in so many smells today, I think it filled me up.
Well, Dave, if you come up later, stop by.
I will. Angie, take care. God bless everybody.
Thank you, Pastor. Good to see you, Frank. Take care.
You too, sir.
Enjoy. We're going to go to break here, as I said, momentarily, and then we're going to update everybody on the news, the weather, and the obituaries. We'll be back about a quarter after 12 with Ken and Mary and Glenn Coble and a music performance you're not going to want to miss. Turn your radios up. Don't you dare turn away. It is going to be something to behold. Don't forget the big parade here tonight at 7. Angie Evers is with us. Of course, you know her, daughter of Charlie Evers. And we saw Davy Jones here. Davy Jones, who listens to the radio station quite a bit. He is with the Bucyrus radio station for many, many years. The sportsman. We just ran into him at Wendy's across the street. So hello to Davy. Oh, and here's another guy. Uh-oh. Watch out. Another guy that looks familiar over here. WWGH Radio live from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. We're going to have an hour coming up here, 15 minutes. Go get lunch, go get some chips, go get a hamburger. Matter of fact, cook yourself a bratwurst wherever you are, and then come back and get ready for the stylings of Ken and Mary and Glenn Coble, who's getting a bratwurst right now across the way. We're having a ton of fun here on the Midway tonight at 7 p.m., the parade, and a whole lot of other stuff. 1 p.m. today, as soon as we go off the air, there's going to be the Cream Puff Eating Contest, holy mackerel, and Ken and Mary will be performing here at the Bratwurst Festival. One big, big show. Such nice people here in the city of Bucyrus, and great places to eat. And also, don't forget, tonight over at Baker's Bratwurst Pizza. How about that? Might have to take that in later. Now, remember, we'll be live from the Bratwurst Festival till 1 p.m. today. But we will be back on live tonight after the parade from 8 to 10. We're going to be here tonight as people walk the Midway and free shows are going on down at the park. WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. You can listen anywhere in the world. Or if you want to listen the old-fashioned way, 107.1 FM over the airwaves. Don't forget, on Sunday, it is the Community Christian Fellowship Sunday service, 12:15 to 1 p.m., and the pastor spot repeats Sunday morning from 8:10 until 9 p.m., and Wednesday from 3:15 until 4. So don't miss the repeats of that show. Pastor Steve Whitaker and Frank, his cohort on that particular program. All right, as I said, we're going to toss it back to the studio here for about 15 minutes, and then when we come back, it's going to be Ken and Mary and Glenn Coble and Angie and the whole gang, the WWGH crew, here from the WWGH broadcast position at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Listen to that music, live music, in about 15 minutes.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier.
Uh-huh.
Got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention.